Imagine this painting hung quite high, as it is here, in a richly decorated room. The walls would be inlaid with carved walnut, and there would be spaces around the periphery for large pictures like this one. It shows Christ handing St. Andrew a loaf of bread that miraculously multiplied to feed the multitudes gathered around him. Tintoretto was one of the last great painters of the Italian Renaissance. He painted this image from the Gospel of St. John early in his career, around 1545-1550. His numerous commissions came from patricians and religious institutions in his native Venice, where his work largely remains. This work probably decorated the lavishly decorated hall of a confraternity or secular church organization. Notice how Tintoretto places some figures at the very edge of the picture frame. This lets our eyes move easily from the foreground into the middle ground where Christ is, and then into the light-filled distance. Christ preaches not to the poor, but to the elegantly dressed, those people of high standing who would have been members of the confraternities. Notice also the opulence of the paint surface, as well as the extreme variety of gestures. Figures in richly colored outfits move around, lean over, lean out in mannered poses. This typically Venetian character of Tintoretto's work, the intense energy coupled with expressive brushwork and colors, had significant impact on future artists. They ranged from the next generation of Italian artists to the 16th century Greek painter El Greco.